Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Whatever you hear does not make an impact in your life. With the heart, a man believes. With the heart, a man believes. With the heart, a man believes. Don't forget that scripture. With the heart, a man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made. Any confession made with the mouth, without the heart, does not make impact. Any confession made, I will prosper, I will do this. But if the heart has not accepted, the confession of the mouth has no power. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So your life responds to the deposit of your heart. Until God has his preeminence on your heart, you become heartless in life. And we are going to pray for a new heart. As Jane is seated there, you may know her as a bad girl because there is a bad heart. But the moment God wants to translate her from a bad girl to an anointed girl, he works on the heart. The change that occurs in the life of people is connected to their heart. And anytime God wants to change a man's life, he changes your heart. For it is by believing in your Romans 10:10. It is by believing. So salvation begins in the heart. And that is why in the book of Acts, when the people heard the word, they were pricked in their heart. So you can hear, but until your heart is pricked, there is no salvation. And if there is no salvation, there is no transformation. Wendy is seated here listening to so many powerful preaching, but Wendy can become what she's hearing when the heart begins to react. Have you realized that your heart needs to be touched by the power of God? For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. The heart is the football pitch where God's power works upon. If you tell me this girl is stubborn, it's not her, it is the heart that is me. Because if she's stubborn, it is the heart that tells the hand to move. So the state of your heart, the heart can't be seen, right? But when I look at your outward appearance, it shows me what is in your heart. Do you get it? I can't see your heart, but I can see your heart through your actions. I can't see your heart, but the moment Jacob becomes disobedient, it means that she has a disobedient heart. Because it is the heart that is producing for the body to react. So it is the heart that makes the body react to things. It is the heart that makes your body do things. So when God wants to change your heart, if God wants to change your life, he changes your heart. And when your heart is changed, your hands are sanctified. I will take away the stony heart. So there are hearts of stones. Now give me the scripture that says that immorality starts from the heart, whatever starts from the heart. There's a scripture like that. For in the heart comes out of all evil things. Yes, for in the heart. So the heart is a bank that stores all attitudes. So when the Holy Ghost comes, he comes and convicts your heart and cleans all the hatred, the bitterness. And that's what sometimes when the preaching comes, people start crying, they start weeping because the Holy Ghost is kicking out bitterness. He's kicking out stubbornness. And that same person everybody knew as a stubborn man, like Apostle Paul, who was a wicked man. After he encountered the Holy Ghost, his heart was changed from a murderer to become a preacher. And that same person started writing almost out of the... So may God give you a certain new heart be. And realize that your heart must change. So you must preach the Lord, but if your heart does not change, whatever he preaches is way. I preach the Lord, but if our heart, for from out of a person, can we already want to go? I don't like your energy. So before the person had sex with you, it was already in the heart. Before you thought of cheating your mother, it was already in the heart. How many of you want to pray about your heart? Some of you people look at your face and they call you innocent. So you don't know, eh? Me, I fear quiet people more than talkatives. Yes, I fear quiet people. Those who are very quiet, cool, calm. The way they have fornicated in the heart 777,000 times. Yeah. Those who are quiet, me, I fear them. I rather like outspoken people because they're always saying their mind. Oh, no, a hand of a catch is about be obeying. Oh, yes. And they only give one words. But if they are to react, they are more than. Can we already want to go? Wait, from within, out of a person's. Out of Stella's heart come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery. One heart, but look at the things in there. Akomabaku, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, eagerness of lustful pleasure, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. So when God wants to change you from being a normal person to becoming a shepherd, he changes your heart. Then suddenly you begin to understand, you begin to see. But until then, if God has not changed your heart, every preaching you hear, you just hear it and you go the same way. All these vile things come from within. They are what defile you and make you unacceptable. So the state of your heart makes you unacceptable from becoming a shepherd God has ordained you to be. So if you truly want to become the shepherd God wants you to be, you must allow God to work on your heart. And the moment he works on your heart, he begins to put the desire to become a shepherd. Yes. When God begins to work on your heart, he begins to kick things out and he begins to plant things in. So that is why, since, you see, whenever you see a man who is doing things opposite, know that their heart has been darkened. And anytime you see certain men, like Pastor Adman, you can see that their heart for God. Huh? Martina, you can see their heart for God. You can see that they are hungry for God. They love God. And we can see it by what they use their body for. I will know the state of your heart towards God by what you are willing to use your body for. Because where your heart goes, your body goes. Where your heart goes, your body. So if you truly love God, it might be seen in your body by you going to win souls. You reaching out to souls. This guy nearly gave up on her. Because she was this girl. Hey, we could do a conference on her at Paragrounds. Conference. Me, myself, and other people, and we were talking to her. She would say yes, but later on, going to the opposite of what we just told her. How many of you advise somebody there? And it's like they understood everything. Then the next moment they do the opposite of the same thing. Charlie, how can you have a new heart? Ask God to change it. No advice can change your heart. I'm telling you. No advice can change your heart. If you are an angry person, no advice. There's a therapy. Therapy. Yate. I believe that it is God who can change people's life. I believe it. It is the power of the Holy Ghost. You see a TikTok man and they are crying like babies. It means God is working on their heart. May God work on your heart as well as he said here. We're going to pray. Lord, change my heart. Let me tell the truth. Soul winning becomes easy when you have a changed heart. It becomes difficult when, you see, what is not in your heart becomes difficult for your body to accomplish. If it is, can I say this to a girl? Can I ask the lady something? It's like a guy is doing everything nice, but you don't like him. Ajua, has it happened to you before? He's calling, he's testing, he's buying things. Like, how many ladies have experienced? Like, you just don't like him, but he's making efforts. Like, you are there, have you slept? Did you sleep okay? I want to hear. Most of me says, I may say, has any guy ever done anything like he likes you, but you don't like him? Well, no, they're open or on pill. The opponents who own panel. How many have been in that cage before? The one you like does not like you. But the one you don't like is he doing everything right. God is changing a certain heart here. Peppy, has it happened to you? Eddie, has it happened? The lady you like doesn't like you. Has it ever happened to you before? Like, the one you like doesn't like you. The one you don't like is chasing you with flowers, with cake. I want to take you out. I don't want to go. I don't want to know. You're coming to know. You see, when you don't like somebody, it is some way. Let me go to Cote d'Ivoire. I should come here. We are about to say, Lord, this heart is too wicked to become a shepherd. Yeah, this heart of mine is too wicked. How can I be preaching with such a wicked heart, with lust, with greed, with foolishness? Foolish shepherd. You are winning souls, but you are foolish. Abba! And you are running after souls. I will follow. Some of us, we keep pursuing people, but we are foolish in nature. You see, sometimes sheeps are not just willing to follow anybody. They are willing to follow people whom they realize that if I commit my life to this person, the person can secure my life. So when God changes your heart, they can see. That's why I told you that we can know what is in by checking what is outside. I can know what is in this guy's heart by looking at his actions, behavior. Your behavior, your thought patterns, your attitudes are all connected to. So your heart is like the storage area for all kinds of attitude and stupid things. The same way, when the Holy Ghost begins to touch your heart and change your heart, the same person who was violent becomes calm. Things he would have reacted on, he sees and passed by. Why? A new heart. And a new heart means a new life. How many of you feel like, Apostle, I think I need to pray for a new heart? No. Anytime you see, that's what we have this, man. You talk by heart. That means what is in your heart is what you talk by. Oh, you don't like what I just said. Let me go to Cote d'Ivoire. You are not here. What are you thinking about him? Or is there somebody you like doesn't like you, but there is somebody, how many of you have been there? Like, there's somebody you really love. He also loves somebody. And as a guy, he's also doing everything. Whenever you see him, he's like, and the one you don't like at all is always around you, all over you. How many of these can testify? Precious, has it happened to you before? Like, there's somebody you like, doesn't really give you that attention. And then somebody you don't like is giving you attention. Has it happened to you before? Oh my God. I'm preaching. Hey, how many of you, like, you hear preaching, you really want to do what the preaching says, but you can't do it? Anywhere, there is a way God can change your heart, your life will change. I'm telling you. Can I give you some scriptures? Look at, somebody just sent me a testimony. Daddy, God has surprised my dad. This testimony is very surprising. I'm here to meet my auntie, and my dad called to tell us that a contract he wanted 12 years ago but was denied has now been approved. He just came. The contract my dad wanted 12 years ago. Oh, what is it?
Daddy, God has surprised my dad. Oh, this testimony is very surprising. I am here to meet my auntie, and my dad called to tell us that a contract he wanted 12 years ago but was denied has now been approved.
12 years. I realize that there are some testimony people don't even share with us. Because what God is doing about Tenaga, message this but how many of you are going to get your, like, you're going to get yourself involved? We are going all, how many of you are going all out? Say all out. 12 years ago. Abinadobia, the person I just mentioned his name, if you said that. 12 years ago. Now, it's then the name, so 12 years. As we are clapping, may Jesus do say. Sit down. Hey, can I be honest with you? There is one thing about this ministry. When you come, don't seek miracles. Just listen to what I'm saying. And listen and do. But then realize your life is changing. How many of you don't even know how your life changed? You are just here because when you look at it, you're like, ah, I've changed, you. Or you have not changed. Ah, a new heart. How many of you believe that God must change your heart? Hey, it was when God changed Jeremiah's heart. When they said, keep quiet, don't preach in his name. He could not hold it. He said, I will never prophesy in his name again. It has happened to me before. Sometimes you are so tired that, no, this church thing cried. Yeah. Then the next moment, that's the day you even preach for hours. Why? It is not you. It is the heart God has put in you. It is a heart. Can I say this? If you have a heart like what the scripture is saying, it means that it is the heart of the devil. But the moment God gives you a new heart, he begins to regulate your life through your heart. So it's like a TV, a huge TV. But God has the remote. Then when he wants channel O, O, channel C, C. So anytime God gives you a new heart, your body is the TV, your heart is the TV remote. So the day you say you go for outreach is the day you press pew, outreach, pew, but pew. How many, there were days you want to, but then realize you were in the service. The Holy Ghost. I want to give you some few scriptures about the heart. Tonight we will pray one prayer God gave me. Lord, baptize me with your love. Yeah. There is a way God can baptize you with his love. You can't hold it back. How many ladies like when a guy loves you so much? Like you can know, you know that a guy loves you, like you know that this guy really loves me. And I'm opening too much, open it moderate. Do you know the funny thing? Sometimes a guy can like a lady, and the lady will say, this guy likes me too much. It's the same thing I'm open. Oh, how many ladies don't like it too much? It's like waiting too much. So you don't like it too much. Come. I'm a preacher. Give her the microphone. Why don't you like it too much?
I feel the guy will become timid. As in, whatever you say, he will do. I used to.
What? Continue. Bibi preach one can continue. Yeah, cow does a man. Continue. Who's gonna know that? Because she's wearing love. So we should continue. Yes, continue.
He liked me too much. I didn't like it.
Too much, oh, excess love. And I dress by Tana. He used to love you too much.
Yes, even if I do something, he will come and say, oh, Islam, sorry.
Oh, who is that? Volume.
Even if I do
How many of you hear Esther's love testimony? Esther love.
I know that I've done something. Like, the thing is really bad. And this time, I'm really determined to apologize. Then, my DM, I'm sorry for making you angry.
Where the bros on? So you didn't like it? How many of you can testify? Oh, you don't also like it? Okay, let me hear from your testimony too.
Papa, thank you for this opportunity. So, I used to date this guy.
Obu amu date was I used to. Somebody say behu. Yeah, what am I go?
But sometimes, even when you do something that's not good, he'll be like, "Oh, Ajwa, it's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. It's fine." He'll be calling you like when he calls you 1, 2, 3, like 10 times, 15 times. But it's too much. Sometimes I even get annoyed, and then I'll just tell him not. He should stop calling.
He should stop calling too much.
Yes.
La obido. Hey. So, how many of you have realized that? I say more. Obi super baby, eti baby pardo. How many of you want to be loved, but is he? And see, it will bow you be my friend, bow because it's every fruit, my friend. Yeah, it's me flashing over my friend. Wow, sit down. All of us will find love one day. We are still searching. One day. One day we will find the one who loves us, and the one we also love. It will not be an imbalanced love. It will be a balanced one. It will be when you don't hear from me 1 second, because, oh, baby. And the moment you call, it will be number business that I've been trying to reach you. I've also been trying to reach you. Receive such a love. Imagine on your birthday, you rather surprise your boyfriend. And once you are surprising him, he's also surprising you. You are surprising him with a BM, he's also surprising with a Range Rover. Or the BM Toma Windy. That's an imbalanced love. What do you think? Oh, you're not enjoying the camp. So the heart, when Gina was preaching, I could see that. Visit people, the thing, if it is not here, you won't go. If a guy doesn't love you, he will not pick his phone to call you. So you see, you can't now the guy Esther, that guy, have you ever seen this, his heart physically before? But you saw his heart based on his actions. Do you get it? So now you can say, oh, yes, I'll be a shepherd. Yeah, shepherd. Yeah, shepherd. Out of shepherd. Yeah, yeah. But until God puts it here, it can never work. And that is why, and I sometimes can see it on some people's face that they really want to do it, but they are struggling, and it's not here. Or you know what you think? And how many of you can testify that you've come far because God really worked on your heart? He really worked on your heart. Let me give you some few verses, then we pray. Are you ready? Ezekiel 36, 26. I'm going to give you so many scriptures. All right, right. Martina, it's good to see you. You were here yesterday. Wow. How many of you want to become shepherds? Do you know one thing? Can I say this? One day I will teach on how prophecies can be fulfilled in your life. It is not enough to receive them. Oh, I've received a powerful prophecy. Haven't you realized that now in the church today, people receive powerful prophecies, but they don't see the manifestation? 1 Samuel chapter 10. Let me show you one way a prophecy can be fulfilled in your life. 1 Samuel chapter 10. And the Lord changed the heart of Saul. Give me that scripture. Are you bored? Do you know? You remember the scripture yesterday? It is the Lord who can give you understanding why. That means it's only God who can work on the heart of your wife. On the other word, I did that word, but I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be there are some ladies here. Love them and trust God to change them. I'm telling you, it's like when I meet some guys, they are trying their best to change some guys. I say, bro, go to Alpha Water. You can't change her. She was born like that. But the moment you start praying for her, and the same way we used to talk back at you when you talk again. And the guy will be like, Ongasa. And some guys they are foolish. Only parents are Ongasa. There's also Unaya there. Who has ever received a prophecy before? A prophet looked at you and prophesied your future. Oh, if you have ever received a prophet, stand. For instance, I went with him to see a prophet friend of mine at Rich Condos. And he looked at me, Oba, you're not here, Oba, you're not here. I said, I'm not a prophet friend of mine. He's from the U.S. My name is, I said, hey, Apostle, where are my band now? You're not here, Oba, you're not here. But you remember when to reach condos to receive? I said, but on shall we or BBB say? Yes. So now, was it? Is that what he said? What was that? Say, hey! What prophecy did you receive? Don't worry. I love prophet too. One day I was watching a certain prophet, I don't even mention his name. The man is too deep. Hey! Deep! Chale. The prophetic grace that is nice, so. And you are talking to the person, you are seeing things at the same time. Hey, Chale. May God give you such graces. May God release such a mantle on somebody. Like you are looking at a person and say, Meraha, my boy, hey! You know where I am? I'm from Virginia. Hey! Lord, open thou down my eyes. So you've all received prophecies before. But are you seeing them fulfilled? Koko, you bring some come there. Yes, some come there,
I'll be a great woman.
A great woman. Influential woman.
In future.
Influential, great, another. Yes.
Said I will be a woman of God during my SHS.
From your SHS now. Wow. So it's not a mistake. I said you are now starting a cell. Wow. Prophecies are being fulfilled. Wow. You received a prophecy that
6 months of my education.
Somebody is going to
my education.
I know, isn't it? That's what? Yes, what prophecy?
I was going to be a lawyer.
A lawyer? Wow, and you are in a law school. Before you came to the law school? After you wrote BC?
Yes.
Wow! Then the prophet is really deep. Yes.
And please, he was talking about my future. He said I should venture into education, and no matter the number of exams I write, I shouldn't let what people say stop me from going further.
So now, from the Bible, sit down. So that means a number of you are. Why was that only in common said that? Laude Oabra Bobia Uncase, Susum Yase, Maburaha, Nademuni, sorry, you know, I'm there. You have never received, like, oh, the Obianca, we've been saying, oh, stand, let me see. Ah. In the morning, if you have never in your life, like a prophet has never walked to you and say, I see in the realms of the spirit your future. Let me prophesy to you. Before you were formed, God knew you and ordained you. So that's God's prophecy for your life. What do you think? All right, sit down. Now, are you ready to have a key? I'm still talking about the... How many want to become great men of God? It is the heart. So you need to be so my one. You're becoming great. Now, as so, can we all be want to go? Read it again. Saul met Prophet Samuel, and he gave him so many prophecies about what God told him to tell him. But he realized that all the prophecies God through Samuel gave Saul were hanging in the spirit around his life. So as we are all here, some of you, the prophecies you have read, it is hanging on your life. But what to pull it into manifestation is the state of your heart. Now, this girl says she has received the prophecy that she'll be an influential person, whatever. Like, look at, as Adjoa turned and started to leave from the camp, God changed her heart. And all Samuel's signs, another verse will say, and all Samuel's words were fulfilled. So you can only see a fulfillment of what God has said concerning her when you have a change of heart. It is not enough to hear, it is not enough to hear what God has for you. It is what will it let it come to pass? What? So that is what Mary asked the angel. How can it be? So it is good to receive a prophecy, but the question is how? So now, in the realms of the spirit, every one of us here have been called by God to serve. And probably some of you may become branch pastors in Indonesia. Because in the next 2 years, you're going to have branches. Yes. The year we're about to step in, the next year, the Lord spoke to me. You're going to have branches. As Saul turned and started to leave. So let me stand up. In the realms of the spirit, I see this. So after she received the prophecy, so he's going home. But once he was going, God realized that it was not enough. God spoke through Samuel to speak to Saul. God realized that God had another work to work on the one who received the prophecy. So for instance, Lodia received a prophecy that she's going to become a law student, right? I believe that you had that time. Did you really want to become a lawyer?
Medicine.
But realize the prophecy, so God had to work on her heart to align her to the prophecy. So when God works on your heart, he aligns you to become what you are hearing. He aligns you. So anytime there is a surgical operation on your heart, it is an alignment God is giving you. Your heart is so important that you must pray about it all the time. How far you can go in your service towards God depends on your heart. If God does not give you a new heart, your height will be limited. You may not be able to accomplish much until God works much on your heart. And we are about to pray. Esther, do you think we should pray? How many of you don't see yourself as women of God? Anything your heart has not perceived, your eyes can't see. I'm saying something. Anything your heart has not perceived, your eyes can't see. It must first start in your heart, then it affects your eyes. Lust begins from the heart. Pride begins from the heart. Greed begins from the heart. Pastoring begins from the heart. Shepherding begins from the heart. Visitation begins from the heart. If people become greedy because of their heart, you can also become anointed because of your heart. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up well. And I say, sit up. Sit up. And as Saul turned and started to leave, God, say God, who changed the heart? Hey, please, don't joke with what I'm preaching to you about. Don't joke with it. Priscilla can be a great woman of God, but Nyamia's son come out. She can never become what God wants her to become. She can never. That is why on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached, He preached Acts chapter 2. He preached and his preaching didn't make sense. It was when God pricked their heart. And they said, men and brethren, how can we be born again? How? The heart. If it is not in your heart, it can never be in your hands. Where your heart has never been, your leg will never take you. Are you writing, JC? Where your heart has never been, your leg can never take you. For instance, if I don't like a girl, will I go and visit her? And liking starts from here. When I saw Pepe yesterday, I was so excited. And I said, wow, it's good to see you. My body moved because my heart was happy. So I've seen a daughter. How do you realize that, Charlie, your heart must be worked on? And I see every one of you, the Holy Ghost will send an angel to bring you a new heart. There is a certain man of God, he shared his testimony about Prophet Lapapo. The man can pray. Do you know why? He said one day, he was praying. He prayed out and he got tired and the Lord opened his eyes. So he was like a vision. And he saw a hand go into his heart and take the heart, and he saw a metallic heart given to him. Peter's words convicted them deeply, and they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter's words. So number one, how can your heart change? God. Number two, words of power. Wilfred can become the man of God wants him to become if he prays that, God, my heart, I've tried down my heart. So was a donkey chaser. How does a donkey chaser become a king? How? Is it not a miracle? Like somebody you know as a donkey chaser, now he's a king of Israel. How? How did that prophecy come to pass? The heart. So prophecies are fulfilled when your heart is in alignment with God. Give me the scripture again. Ezekiel 36:26. How many of you feel like we should pray about our heart? Some of you were buffooned in a Yamin Shadai and fulfill some prophecies. We're buffooned too much. Yes. Yeah, you're too. So God will have to take time and work on your heart out. He releases you. And some of you need brisker. And you see, sometimes it makes you prolong, it prolongs things in your life. So in order not to prolong the fulfillment of your prophecy, pray now that God should change your heart. And the moment your heart is changed, it makes God fulfill so many things in your life quickly. Like as young as we are, some girls want to drive at the age of 20, which is not bad. But you see, that lust will drive you to do things you're not supposed to do. So you realize that's what makes people sleep with. And some girls know that the guy they are dating are fraud boys. They are into juju power, but they don't care. As far as they can have, and I feel for it. And it tells you the dark state of their heart. Who has ever dated a fraud guy before? Be honest. Oh, you are lying before. You have dated a fraud guy before. Yeah? You knew he was into. Yeah? But what has made you lose? No, it's okay. Now, can I say something? The anointing to become a shepherd is as a result of what's in your heart. Let me show you the secret to the anointing. How many of you want to be anointed? Can I share this with you? Sometimes some pastor friends will come and say, hey, Chile, Kofube, Ojiomo, Akumano. They see crowd, and when they see crowd, they see money. I can't go. How many want to be anointed? Let's we want to go. Want to go? Let's we want to go. Wait. You see, what you read like that, you may miss the Holy Spirit. Did you catch the revelation? No. And I will give you a new with new and right. So when God gives this girl a heart, she will start desiring to resource. So a new heart comes with new desires. So when God wants to deliver people from addiction, he changes their heart. Or he cleans their heart. So the desire for lust, greed, pride, God just gives you a new heart. And now you start desiring humility. You desire love. You desire peace. The same girl who used to crush the guy's heart with toa, or Baba and the book for my toa. Michael, I told you. Who's a member between the turn on the mountain? Michael. Nibufwa. Mike, I don't like what you're doing. That one is. Sit down. Mike, I don't like what you're doing. Mike, please stop it. Mike, stop. I told you to stop. If you are Mike, going to stop. No, the turn up on the bed. I will give you a new heart. Realize that God is a giver of new heart. That you are. Do you want to become a great woman of God? It's your heart. Because when God changes your heart, he changes your desires. You start desiring spiritual things. Your desires will start changing. And that's why many people say, hey, I go watch this. God just changed their heart and the desires just changed. The same person who used not to go to church, now, when God changes their heart, they desire church, they desire fasting, they desire spiritual things. If you don't like fasting, your heart is wrong. So, no, what's the only day major one? Unyanum oat. And as unyan oat to be anum. This is six. And a new heart comes with right desires. And I will put a new spirit. So, when God changes your heart, it affects your desires and it affects your spirit. Do you know why you didn't clap? You didn't catch the revelation. Wait. So onyame esisa wakoma, and no man na ukondono esisa. Ain't you know? Obu ano is stubborn, but onyame esisa wakoma no abe na brasiye. Why esitu ye? I will give you a new heart with a new and a right desire. So that means there are wrong desires because of the wrong state of their heart. And when their desires change, it affects their spirit. You become more anointed by three things. A new heart, right desires. Because when Junior has a new heart, he will have the desire to read the Bible. He will have a desire to listen to worship songs. He will have a desire to come from camp meetings. And it will affect his spirit. And when your spirit is affected, your head is anointed. How many of you feel like there are things you are doing now, you used not to have desires for them? You didn't have desires for them. Like, you rather had opposite desires. Come. Coordinator one. Yes.
When I was in first year, people used to come to our room to preach to us.
I think we need to start preaching to people's rooms.
I didn't know I'd be doing the same thing sometimes.
I think one day I'll teach about don't be ashamed. Do you know that one way power stops flowing is shame? Shame stops power. For I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. So if you want to walk in the power of God, you must walk in shamelessness. You must be shameless. That's why I preach shamelessly. And I don't care what you think. If I care too much about what you think, there are things I can't see. And if I can't see certain things, there are some things you will not change from. How many people are here? It was when I started saying some things. You said, no, I have to drop. You change certain things. Like what?
A bad character, like anger.
Yes. Make come some. Yes, who else? Yes.
I used to ask myself, why would they get up from their rooms on Saturday and go to people's rooms? I didn't understand why they used to do that.
But now?
I also go to people's rooms.
What happened? A new heart. Then a new heart came with a desire to go to somebody's room, and it has affected her spirit. If you want to be anointed, spend more time in praying for a new heart. Because do you know that anointing brings things? Anointing can bring big people. That's why most time, most anointed men of God become proud. Because the anointing attracts people. If you're anointed, it attracts people. Anointing brings people. Like when Solomon was anointed with wisdom, it attracted the queen of Sheba, and she brought gold. So the anointing attracts people and influential people. And if care is not taken, you may become proud. Yes. The anointing attracts money. So the higher you go in anointing, the more you pray on your heart, that God should work on your heart constantly. What do you think? Let's look at another scripture. Oh, you're not enjoying the message on the heart. I'm glad you came for the campaign, my brother. I'm glad you came. Are you learning many things? Daniel chapter 4, verse 16.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 16. For 7 period of time, let him have the mind of an animal instead of a
Give
human.
Give me King James. Do you know how God turned a king into an animal? How many of you know Nebuchadnezzar? God turned him from a king into an animal for 7 years. So when God wants to turn you from a nobody to somebody, he turns your heart around. Hey, as much as we are, it's an out of shepherding camp. I can preach, we souls, do this. But if I don't tell you the turning point, which is your heart, you, I will preach, the next can preach, the next can preach. Because why would you do things you don't have a desire for? If you don't have a desire, a strong desire to have souls won. Like, for instance, I have a strong desire to see everybody change and everybody working for God and everybody becoming anointed. That's my, it's a strong desire. It's a strong one. It's a strong desire. Because of the heart God has given. I believe that God just worked on my heart. If God didn't work on my heart, like, look at the hours I preached yesterday, drove to Moment of Hope. I mean, it is a heart. So if God has not given you a certain heart, you can never become the shepherd you want to become. You can't preach to souls. You can't visit souls. You see, do you know that there's a heart God gives you? You become shameless. There is a certain heart God gives you. You become a man of sacrifice. You are just willing to go all out for God. And that's a certain level of heart God gave the disciples. They didn't mind killing themselves for God. It is a kind of heart. And today, as we pray, angels will be bringing hearts. How many of you want to enter heaven realizing that you did what God wanted you to do? But do you know that you can't do what God wants you to do until you have the heart of God? If you don't have God's kind of heart, you can't accomplish God's kind of assignment. So onyame amfa ninsa anka wakoma untumi enyenyame adwuma enkosi wiepe. God must touch your heart. God must change your heart. And when he changes your heart, you are called. Do you know why I always fight with some of you? Because your heart has not really grasped certain things. So always meeting, we are going back and forth, back and forth. When a girl has a heart for a certain guy, they don't mind traveling from here to Tamale. That's why on TikTok you see some people, white people marrying blacks, and they travel our first date of, and because they have hearts, a black American woman who have a heart for a Ghanaian, and she will travel all the way to see the person. For where your treasure is, where your heart will be, right? So the heart is what moves the body to do things. It is not in your heart, your body will not move. So onyame amfan shewa kumema. So you're going to pray for 3 things. A new heart, the right desires. Lord, change my desires. Write the prayer points down immediately. Lord, give me a new heart. Lord, change my desires. Lord, a new spirit. Yeah. Let his heart be changed from a man's heart, and let a beast heart be given unto him. Hey. So that means that God can take a man's heart and give you evangelistic heart. You see Ryan Bunky preaching and crying, and you wonder, how many have seen people preach and cry? You're like, why are they crying? The heart. The heart. The heart. heart. Let his heart be changed from a man's heart, and let the heart of a beast, if there is a heart of a beast, there is a heart of a shepherd, there is a heart of an evangelist, there is a heart of a preacher, and today may God give you another heart. Yes. How many want God to give it to you? Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast. Hey. So Yima can become a mega church pastor. Amen. When God gives him a mega church heart. Amen. Add this Bible. Lord, give me the heart of a shepherd. Amen. Lord, give me the heart of a soul winner. How many of you have been blessed? Ella. I can preach. Ella wins souls. Ella wins souls. Ella wins souls. Letitia wins souls. She will not win if her heart has not been won. When Jesus was preaching, the Holy Ghost said, it's a power. Let them also understand that unto their heart. This is the scripture he gave me. Their heart. It's not what I plan to teach. Say, a new wakumema. And as we're about to pray, some of you, the day Wakuma is like unblade the child, unblade the child. That's what the God is going to work. The power of God is going to move like a blade, and it will be cutting your heart. It will be cutting your heart. It is the art of shepherding. It is an art. You see? But if it is not in your heart, you cannot commit yourself to that art. Ain't no Wakuma man. If serving God is not in your heart, you may use what you say as an excuse. Because have you realized that when you have no interest in something or you have no desire for it, you don't even see the reason of going there. Oh, Apostle, do you know where I am from? Accra. Oh, you must have to be called Kodido. If your heart is not there, you will not go there. Let his heart, let Yvonne's heart change. Yes, it can. Listen, if God has done it before, he's willing to do it again. If he did it before, he will do it again. Same God right now. It's okay. Sit down. Ella. Wendy, do you want to become a soul winner? Where God can say, I have a daughter called Wendy, and I believe that as far as she's in that class, souls will be won. And God can depend on Wendy for souls to be won. But you see, can God depend on a wicked heart? A greedy heart, a proud heart? God can depend on your heart when he changes your heart. And one way God speaks is through desires. He will start giving you desires. Yeah, that's how God speaks. You just give a certain desire to study the Bible, because from a study you have to start preaching. You can't preach what you have not studied. So God speaks through desires. Let Juliet's heart be changed from the heart she came on earth with. And let the heart of a prophetess be given to her. Amen. So by the time you realize, her father will even be sure that, this is not the daughter I gave. He gave birth to you with a certain heart, but when you became born again, God also gave you another heart. That's what the Bible says. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creation. When the heart stops, life stops. When the heart beats, life starts. Let his heart. So if Esther Brown wants to really do the work of God, if Esther Brown really wants to do the work of ministry, she must pray that, Lord, I really want to, but my heart. The reason why many people say, I can't preach, I can't this, is because your heart has not been changed. And if your heart is changed, desires are put there. And when there is a desire, there is a will. When you desire something, you go for it. When you desire souls, you go for souls. One and a quando be there was Utuka Kotoe. Yes, me have done it before. Me condo before, so I went to. I can call across the Italy and then me condo before. And we so desires makes you make a move. A guy walked up to you because he desired you. And that's why he came to propose to you. If there is not me, if I don't desire, why would I walk to you and propose to you? What am I seeing? Why? Jay! Wendy is a great woman of God, but she's not even seeing it. God planted her in that class for a purpose. Never say you are young. David was at the age of 17, yet God planted him in a small family, yet he was the one who brought victory. So you're not too young to lead. You're not too young to preach. You're not too young to make an impact. Your heart is the only problem God is having. When God changes that heart, you will begin to do exploits. You will begin to do the unimaginable. So the key for exploit is your heart, not your height.
I'm short. What do you mean? I'm black.
But black is lovely. Wendy can win souls. Wendy can bass. Wendy can affect their class. Wendy can change their friends. I'm telling you the truth. Let Wendy's heart be changed from the Wendy she thinks she can. You see, the Wendy she has now is the Wendy of, I can, That's the Wendy I'm seeing. But the Wendy before God is one who can stand in the class and say, Jesus is coming soon. So there are two kinds of Wendy. The Wendy she is and the Wendy God is about to make her. I didn't hear a big amen. The cocoa we are seeing may be the timid girl, but when before God is another person. So before God, before Jesse, David was a normal shepherd boy. But before God, he was the one to bring down Goliath. He was a king. Your heart. And as I'm preaching, God is working on people's heart. Some of you start losing some desires after the camp. God, this prayer is about to change somebody from a normal person to a supernatural person. Where when you speak now, it is about Jesus, it is about the kingdom, it is about souls, it is about heavenly things. Why your desires have changed because of your heart. Wendy may think that, oh, I'm just a normal. You are not a normal girl. You are a supernatural girl. Esther was an orphan, but when God touched her heart, she became a savior. She was a prophetess. She was an intercessor. She was a queen. So it is good. Yes, be a queen. But be a queen with a style. Yes. Be a queen. So you can be the queen of the man's heart. But in God's heart, you are a weapon. So be a queen in beauty. But before God, be a queen in warfare. Can we all bring one to go? How many of you want God to change your heart from a normal person to a heart of a shepherd? When you don't have the heart people have, like Esther Brown said, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Because you don't have the heart for it. And you are blind to what you don't have a heart for. You are blind to it. It's like you don't see anything nice about it. How many of you didn't used to see anything nice about certain things about God? So Daniel 4:16, a king was turned into an animal because God changed his heart. God didn't send power. God didn't say, Hulabalu. God didn't say, Belabalu. God said, the heart. And the power touch your heart and say, Lord, my heart. Count, do it. Bona be being free. Bona be being free. Be a beautiful girl with God kind of heart. Be an entrepreneur with God kind of heart. Be a CEO with God kind of heart. Be a lawyer with God kind of heart. That means people, they say, Green has a business. I want to know that. He must be a businessman with a God kind of heart. Where people come, you win them to Jesus. Are you ready to pray? If we teach on it will not mean anything to you. Jeremiah 24:7. Read it for me. Sit down. Everybody really want to go. Oh, read it, want to go.
And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
I don't like the energy you are reading with. Want to go.
And I will give them a heart to know me.
So even to know God, you need a certain heart. The heart is something we need to pray for. How many of you really want to work for God? Like, you want to touch your generation. And I will give them. So realize all throughout, it is God giving. Not a man. It's, I will change. I will give precious in you. That's why you come late, because your heart is always late. It's your heart. Can we all read this loud to the Holy Spirit? And I will give Charles Nyaba them now to the Asha. I want to go. It's a powerful verse. And I will give them a heart to know me. So even to know God, you need a certain kind of heart. Not anybody can know God. You need a certain kind of heart. I see God giving it to you. Ezekiel 11:19. There's one to go. Some of your heart are stones. God is about to take it away. Be on your feet. So this scripture, have you written the scriptures down? You're going to pray that God should give you a new heart, the right desires. You start having a strong desire to preach. You start having strong desires to reach out, to bask. And you see, have you realized that you become excited when souls are won? When the one you preach to become established. And that's a real established. Esther was once lost, but now found. So you're going to pray that, Lord, give me a new heart. Holy Spirit, create in. Okay, Father, give me a new heart. Father, as I pray, give me the right. Give me new and right desires. Not desire, desires. Because there'll be several desires. Yes. The desire to fast, the desire to catch, desires. Hey. Say, hey. Father, as I pray, give me a new spirit. No, the new spirit, make it, Lord. Father, as I pray, anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Yeah. But the essence of the prayer, Lord, a new heart, a heart for you. A heart, so you can add, Lord, the heart of an evangelist. What do you think? Yeah, what you pray for, God will give it to you. Lord, the heart of a shepherd. Yeah, amen is to me. Lord, I ask for the heart of a shepherd. Lord, I ask for the heart of a shepherd. Lord, I ask for the heart of an evangelist. Michelle, I'm here, raise us on a shepherd and they buy evangelism. Can I say this? Can I say something before we pray? If you don't take this prayer personal, you'll leave here the same. That is why I don't expect anybody to be standing. Move and pray with your hands lifted to the Holy Spirit. I want to be a shepherd, Lord. I want to be a servant, Lord. I want to be an evangelist, Lord. I want to win souls. But Lord, give me a heart for you. Holy Spirit, change my heart and give me a heart like yours. Lift up your hands to Him. His presence just entered here. And this is a prayer point He works much with. And some of you should be able to tell God, Lord, I want to be your servant. I want to be an evangelist. I want to be a soul winner. I want to be a shepherd. So give me a heart for such. Lift up your voice and we're going to pray. The prayer points are on the board. Say, Father. Shout it. Father, as I lift up my voice and begin to pray, create in me a new heart, new desires, and anoint me as an evangelist, as your servant, as a shepherd, as a soul winner. Lord, change my heart in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Come on. Pray about your heart. Come on. Pray about your heart. Lord, my heart. Change my heart. Change my heart. And give me the heart of a servant. Give me the heart of a shepherd. Give me the heart of a soul winner. Give me the heart, oh Lord. A new heart, new desires. Talk to the Holy Ghost. When you ask the Holy Ghost, he will do it. Pray about your heart. Ask him to deliver your heart from the wrong desires. Ask him to create a new heart. Ask him to create in you a new heart. I can't hear you pray. Come on, I can't hear you pray. Ask him to change that heart of yours, that heart you have now. Ask the Holy Ghost to change it and give you a new heart. A new heart, a new heart. New heart, new desires. A new spirit, new heart, new desires, a new spirit. Lift up your voice to the Holy Ghost. Hands to the Holy Spirit. Ask him for a new heart. Come on. Walk about, walk about. Rabadabalabradabash. How many people enjoying the prayer? A new heart is being given to somebody.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.